Next speaker is Melody Mondou, and she's going to talk about interprofessionalism, professional practice in FMD.
So good afternoon. I will be brief. I'm sorry, by the way, if my baby starts to cry. Last time here I was very big and now I'm small again. But so this is kind of an update from what I presented last June. So just to remind you that the main objectives for the interprofessionalism during the FMD block are role clarification, team functioning, and interprofessional communication, all of which will lead to better interprofessional collaboration. For those of you who were not here in June, these are based on two sets of competencies, the one established in the MDCM curriculum from the 2010 objectives, the collaborator role, as well as the national initiative, the Canadian Interprofessional Health Collaborative Group, which has identified six major competencies that all students in all different health professions disciplines should have. So we, given the newer student, they're fresh, they're in first year and a half, we wanted to focus on those three. The way that we were going to do that will be through continuing some of the IPE seminars that we've been having. There was one that was given in the fall, but now we would like to have this repeated twice a year during the first 2 to 3 years, which means that it will continue past FMD. Now, we already revamped the first IPE seminar of the fall, and it was ran, in fact, 2 weeks ago and last week, and I think it was a great success from all the informal comments that we had from the different facilitators as well as students. We'll be compiling very soon the results, but definitely the student participation was great from the preliminary work as well as the seminar work that was held. And we focused on role clarification, who are you and what help can you be in better patient care, patient-centered care, I should say. And they had a chance also through role play to play their own role as a future doctor, mm-hmm. future dentist, and future nurse, as well as future PTOT and speech-language pathologist. The second seminar should focus more on interprofessional communication, and the second and third one for FMD are still under development. Now, some of the good news, I already said one of them, is that the seminar went well. The second good news, I think this is important, is the resurrection of what was called MSHAP, or MSHAP, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing it incorrectly. In the past few years ago, around the time that Health Canada launched the initiative on interprofessionalism and collaboration, there was a student alliance from all the different health professionals, professions, and they've been, again, rejoining, and some new students are forming the group. So I think this will help also to promote and increase the interactions. There were recently, one of the last events that they described was hosting a panel where different practitioners were discussing. So again, to break down the barriers between the profession and bring the student together. One of the less good news is that there was less money than expected from the Provost Fund from increased requests. So unfortunately, this has some impact. We're bringing together around a total of 500 to 600 students when we're having those events. So that's a lot of students, takes the room to host, and we had certain projects that we wanted to run that I'm not sure with the decreased funding that we will have to readjust, although I'm already thinking of new ideas. Some other consideration before I go on to the new ideas are the assessment. Originally planned, there would have been an assessment in the FMD component, a station in the OSCE possibly, but in fact it might be too soon. The student have limited experience, and given that we also have limited means, even if they will have more exposure, it might be a bit too early. Maybe it will be, I will have to rethink about a formative piece, a formative exercise, so I'm keeping that. We will keep the small group evaluations, though. So the new avenues is that I had been originally discussing also with Université de Montréal about sharing some of the materials. They've been running an interprofessional two programs. One is an interprofessional small group once a year, as well as three online modules that they've been having for the past 5 years already, and that they were revamping for this fall. So I had already met with one of the person in charge there, but I can definitely relook at the options because they were open to some trading. And there's also different online resources that we've been looking at, just like the CMPA, the Patient Safety Institute, so different like that. So these will be things that we can still use in terms of providing. I think it's a great opportunity that we start early in the new curriculum, although given that one of our main goals was hands-on experience, experiential learning for interprofessionalism, I think they will experience it even more in the TCP and the clerkship component. So already increasing to twice a year, so three times in the first year and a half would be tripling what they get right now. So I think that's already a great beginning. Plus other extra workshop that we were planning. Thank you. Sorry, I don't sleep much, so which was like 2 hours in a row last night. I also had put originally in June some tips for the block leaders and team leaders if there are new team leaders or block leaders that were not present in June. So I wanted to suggest to add some reality to your case scenario. So definitely we usually don't work alone as physicians, very rarely. So if you do have this great small group where the patient is diagnosed with cancer, well, he shouldn't be alone. There should be the clinical nurse specialist who's involved in the case. There might be a speech language pathologist, there might be also the dentist who's involved if it's oral maxillofacial. I'm giving one example, but this should apply even to other simpler cases in the cardiac section. If it's an MI, the patient is not alone again. There could be a dietitian to improve his diet, etc. So think about that when you create the scenario. The information can come from another healthcare, and the student can be asked to reflect also on the need for other professionals. And it's always welcome to have presentators from other schools. It also shows that that we're sharing our knowledge in that way. Sorry. Time for questions.